This week's devotional is titled, Prisoners Set Free, by Pastor Ed Blonsky from St. Matthew Lutheran in Hawthorne Woods. We are all held prisoner by something, but Jesus sets us free. From Isaiah 42, verse 6 and 7, we read, I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. First, we talk about prisoners. Edmond Dantès was falsely accused of being a traitor and imprisoned on the island of Château d'If. He remained a prisoner for 14 years until he was able to escape with the help of a fellow prisoner. His fellow prisoner teaches him many things, and the last thing he taught him was not to commit the crime for which he had been falsely imprisoned, if he should ever escape. He tells him that vengeance is God's. When Edmund tells him that he doesn't believe in God, his friend replies, it doesn't matter. He believes in you. From the 2002 film version of The Count of Monte Cristo. And second, we talk about being set free. We are all prisoners of some sort. Sometimes we are held prisoner because of our own sinful actions. Sometimes we are in prison through no direct fault of our own, disease, circumstance, and so on. But God sets each of us free from our prison. And here's the gospel that Jesus sets us free. Through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, we are set free. Free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. That is what the prophet Isaiah promised about Jesus, and that is what Jesus came to do. And since we have been set free, we can bring Christ's freedom to others trapped in their dark prison. To God be the glory. Amen.